From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm Steve Greenfield, topping our report this hour. New Jersey towns that gave the green light to cannabis to stick with their decision for a certain number of years. But towns that opted out are allowed to jump in whenever they'd like.
Officials in Haddon Township, Camden County, recently voted to scrap the cannabis opt-out. In Monmouth County, English Town Mayor Daniel Francisco says following a shakeup of leadership, the borough lifted the ban and immediately received a flood of interest from entrepreneurs.
Definitely by early summer, we should see the retail stores open up.
Francisco says this is one shot of adrenaline in their push to revitalize downtown. Dean Alflamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
A fatality has been added to the multiple injuries reported at a fire that authorities say began at an Old Bridge chemical plant. 73-year-old South River resident Eileen Marco didn't make it after emergency crews responded to the blaze, which started before noon with an apparent explosion at the Superior Signal Company on West Greystone Road. Medical helicopters were called in to transport victims. Fire marshals indicated the explosion is not suspicious in nature. Foul play is not suspected. New Jersey is inviting more energy companies to make offshore wind farm project proposals.
The State Board of Public Utilities on Tuesday gave the green light to a fourth round of offshore wind farm solicitations. This time, the state wants to award up to 4 gigawatts of capacity to interested developers. The deadline is July 10th. 3 wind farm projects have already been approved. Officials say that when those wind farms are done, they'll have the capacity to power over 2.3 million homes. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
A New Jersey Transit bus headed from Perth Amboy to Elizabeth Tuesday afternoon rear-ended a stopped car at the Port Reading section of Woodbridge, sending the bus into a culvert. 7 of the 16 passengers aboard the bus, including 2 children, were treated for injuries at several hospitals. The crash remains under investigation. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Are we looking at more beach weather soon or more rain? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
Save up to...
.10 is New Jersey 101.5 fast traffic.
42 South Creek Road in Belmar, one lane open due to construction, still jammed there. More work farther down the line, past Blackwood-Clementon Road. Sicklerville Road is closed between Jarvis Road and Garwood Road in Gloucester Township because of an accident. And the AC Expressway has eastbound work between exit 38 and 33 in the right lane. Turnpike work, southbound the Western Spur is shut. Southbound car lanes closed down to 12. Southbound work in the truck lanes between 7A and 7. Still an accident on the shoulder too. And then more work farther down the line by exit 3. Ocean County, 166 closed in Toms River, just south of the parkway. It's a crash investigation. Northbound Parkway, south of 137, we have a stall. The right lane is closed. Farther up the line, delays with construction, 153 to 157. And also now northbound work at 105, closing the ramp from the local lanes. Lower deck closed at the George Washington Bridge. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report, 1118 on New Jersey, 101.5.
If it happens in Jersey, you'll hear it on New Jersey 101.5 and read about it on NJ1015.com.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Pretty nice weather to start out the month of May. Partly cloudy overnight. We'll dip back into the lower 50s. And for Thursday, very warm. Times of clouds and sunshine. Highs near 70 at the shore. Low 80s inland. Mostly clear Thursday night. Lows in the middle 50s. And then cooler on Friday, clouds, some sunshine, highs only in the upper 50s and low 60s, maybe a shower later Saturday. I'm meteorologist John Fearick.
57 in Morristown, 62 in Ewing, 62 in Turnersville. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.